Well, hurricane season officially begins today and is expected to run through November. And joining us this morning with a look at what's in store for this year's hurricane season is WATD Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and happy June.
Happy June indeed. So are we expecting an active hurricane season this year?
We are, Dan. That's right. We're in that active pattern. It tends to run in a 20 to 30 year cycle. Has to do with a few characteristics in the global climate pattern, and that means we should be aware it's been a long time since a hurricane has hit this area.
So as you mentioned, though, global warming is probably having an impact on all this.
Well, that's another topic. It is of interest, and there's no question that we have a warming planet, but there's also no question that global warming or not, it's part of our climate. Every 100, 150 years or so, a major hurricane strikes southern New England. The last time was way back in 1954 when Hurricane Carol hit on Labor Day weekend.
So you think we're likely to get hit by a hurricane this year?
No, we're not likely to get hit by a hurricane this year, but we are definitely going to get hit by a hurricane at some point. It may be this year, it may be 5 years, it may be 20 years. We just don't know that. What we do know is we are in an active pattern. And what that means is we should expect throughout the entire Caribbean and Atlantic basin, somewhere between 13 and 20 named storms. We usually have 14. And we should expect somewhere between 6 and 10 hurricanes. That's a storm with more than 74 mile an hour winds. We usually have 7. And the important consideration, of course, in terms of life-threatening storm action is major hurricane impacts. We should expect between 3 and 5. We usually have 3 in any given hurricane season, and that's when the winds get up over 111 miles an hour. And that's the real concern, really. It's only a matter of time before a major hurricane comes up and strikes southern New England.
And what should we be doing to prepare, and how prepared are we, for such a storm like that?
You know, that's a great question. How prepared were we for this weather over this last Memorial Day weekend? You just cannot prepare enough, and it's going to be a surprise. You know, whenever we have an unusual weather event, no matter how much information we give out, how well-educated people are, how aware the public is, it's just a matter of habit. It's so hard to change what we do. And what we need to do is know, first of all, what to look out for, to be aware of the forecast, to watch the storm's track, and then to know your evacuation route. So you always want to know how to get out of a low-lying area, know what the storm surge will do where you are, follow any threats of wind damage, and stay tuned right here to WATD for local weather all the time.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it right there, Rob. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Be well.